One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Lena from Poland. I grew up in a family of models. My mom and my three sisters were always spending time wearing makeup, but that made me nothing close to being a girly girl. They used to call me tomboy because I cared about cars and mechanics more than stupid makeup. But that's because my dad's a mechanic and I didn't care about their stupid opinions. One day when I was five, on Christmas, my parents brought us some gifts. When it was my turn to open mine, it was a boy's underwear.
Ew! Mommy, what is this?
She and my sisters laughed like maniacs, and Mom said, "Oh, aren't you happy about it? It's boy's clothes since you're a boy, you know." I found tears flooding down my face, and I said,
But Mommy, I'm a girl."
"I wish." Just then, my dad held my hand and gave me another present.
"Don't cry, sweetie. Take this."
I opened up the box and felt thrilled. It was a toy car and a mechanic's toolkit.
"Oh, Daddy, you're the best. But does this make me a boy?"
"No, of course not. You're you. Don't be embarrassed to be yourself."
And my sisters laughed even harder.
"Yeah, that suits you better, tomboy."
I looked at my dad to say something, but he simply patted my head and smiled. Well, the truth is, my mom and sisters thought they were models, but they only worked as waitresses and kept applying for modeling jobs for as long as I could remember. Mom believed that people were coming to the cafe only to see her and her daughters. One day, when I was in the fourth grade, Mom barged into my room screaming because her skirt that she used to wear 10 years ago was too tight. "We're such beautiful ladies. I was prettier and more attractive, but getting pregnant with you ruined my body. I don't know why I wanted a kid after an 8-year gap. Maybe because I wanted a boy. Well, God listened and here you are."
"Mom, I have no idea what you're talking about because, honestly, you're not even that pretty yourself."
Mom got red in the face and yelled,
"Go to your room, and I hope you never come out."
"Is that meant to be a punishment? Because I enjoy my time there."
And just like that, from that day, I started to spend my time in my room learning about mechanics, reading books about it, or helping Dad around the garage. But there was one major perk of living with three mean sisters who cared about fashion and makeup. I met a lot of cute guys coming and leaving our house because my sisters dated half of the guys in town. And to be honest, I started to wonder how it would feel to kiss a boy. So when I was in the seventh grade and my aunt visited us with her son, I took him aside to show him my mechanic toys. Then I cornered him and blocked his way.
"Kiss me if you want me to let you go."
My cousin started yelling until his mom and mine came running to us. He said,
"Ew, I don't kiss boys."
But instead of being angry, Mom looked pleased.
"Oh, Lena, I never thought you'd like boys. I thought you were into girls. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you just made me so proud. Not all is lost."
Ugh, like I cared to make her proud. I just wanted a kiss, and I was determined to get one. So I turned to my only other option, school. At school, I had the same reputation at home, but there, at least, I could kick anyone's butt if they tried to mess with me. Anyone except Monica, the school queen. Once when I was in the 10th grade, she came to me and said,
"Hey, Robin, I told you 1,000 times, my name isn't Robin. And who even is Robin anyway?"
"Oh, he was a boy who attended the same kindergarten as me. He used to pee his pants, and you remind me of him. You're both ugly and have a crush on me. I'm telling you for the last time, I'm not into girls. Now out of my way."
Then she pushed me aside and walked away. What a total nut job. That idiot thought I had a crush on her. Well, the person I really had a crush on was her boyfriend, James. But she didn't know something I did. James was cheating on her, like, at least with a different girl every week. Once, he came to my dad's garage with one girl, and the following week, he came with a different one. But I didn't care. I still liked him. So one day, I figured out a plan. When he came to my dad's garage again, I offered to help him. The girl with him didn't mind me talking to him and touching his shoulder because she already thought I was a lesbian. I took his number and said I would call him when the car was ready. I was fully prepared to have James fall for me, but that night,
everything changed. When Dad and I got home, we found no one. My mom and sisters were gone, leaving a note saying, "We thought it was the right time for us to leave and pursue our careers. Staying with both of you is just keeping us stuck and losers. So goodbye." Honestly, I felt good and thought Dad would feel the same. But when I looked at him, he was crying. Then he collapsed and started sobbing.
"I knew I wasn't good enough for your mom. No matter how hard I tried, she would always look down on me."
I hugged him and said, "No, Dad, you're amazing. My mom is stupid, and so are my sisters. We're going to be just fine, the two of us." But nothing was after that day. Dad went through a severe depression and stopped going to the garage. He never wanted to work there because it reminded him of Mom. I sometimes had to work instead of him to provide for us. So at school, I got so busy working and fixing other kids' cars that I forgot all about James and my crush on him. Until one day, he and his jerk girlfriend came to me. "Hey, Robin, me and James have been arguing since this morning whether this shirt is too revealing and attractive. James, the little cutie, is so jealous because a lot of guys were staring. But I keep telling him that I'm wearing too many clothes here. It's not my problem the guys are crazy about me."
"So?"
"So, since you have a crush on me, I thought you can give an honest answer here. Do you think this is too attractive?" I looked at her. Why did she even exist? She had gotten me on one of my worst days. So I said, "I think it's not attractive enough for your boyfriend because he's cheating on you with half of the girls in school, and they are wearing way less clothes than you." Monica looked at me with her mouth open and said, "Ugh, I didn't know you were this helpless. Trying to make me break up with my lovely James so you can have me? That's so lame." I would have punched her face, but then behind her back, I saw the new janitor, and I almost passed out. It was my dad. He smiled shyly at me, and before I could warn him, he introduced himself to Monica as my dad. She grinned at me, and without replying to him, walked away. I couldn't help but groan. To be honest, I wasn't ashamed of my dad or anything, but having him as my school's janitor added more misery to my life, and that witch didn't leave me alone. One day during a class, I dozed off because I was super tired. Apparently, I was talking in my sleep, and I said a few words, and according to Monica, I was mentioning her name. God, this girl. She came to me and pushed my chair away. I fell on the ground and woke up terrified. "Can you stop being so obsessed with me? It's freaking me out." I was boiling with anger. I just snapped, and for the first time, I pushed her away. She pushed me back and said, "Ugh, no one touches Monica like this, especially poor people like you, the daughter of a janitor." I slapped her and was about to attack her, but the teacher came in and stopped me.
"Calm down. Are you a monster?"
"What? She attacked me first."
"Do you really expect me to believe that? Look at her. She's too gentle to hurt a fly. And look at you. You're...
I'm what?
Plus, you were sleeping in my class."
"Yeah, because you're the most boring teacher in the world.
And you're the rudest girl in my class."
"Nuh-uh, Monica is. And you know that, but you're all afraid of her. But not me. Not anymore. I'm not an idiot coward like you."
"What did you just say?"
"You heard me.
To the principal's office. Right now."
I walked out of the room without a backwards glance. When I got there, the blonde, rude secretary followed me and pulled me back.
"Hey, what do you want now?"
I half expected her to yell something, but she said ever so sweetly,
Can I please talk to you, kiddo?"
I narrowed my eyes. "Why?"
"So your dad, he's hot."
"Ew, he's dad."
Yeah, but he is. And since you're my favorite student in this school..."
"I am your favorite student? Since when?"
"Don't be silly. Since, like, forever. Just listen. Let's get to the point. I don't know why you're here, but if you can get me a chance with your dad, I promise you won't face any problems with anyone here, especially Monica. You can forget she even existed."
Well, honestly, that did sound like a good deal. Dad needed a new woman in his life, and I could take my revenge.
Deal.
And she let me go. And I didn't go to the principal's office that day or any other day in my life. Dad agreed to start dating the secretary after I begged him for the entire week. To my delight, though, he was genuinely happy with her. I couldn't be happier for him. One day, I got to school late. And when I entered the class, the teacher glared at me and told me to go to the principal's office. Then Monica said,
"Oh no, please let her stay. She's been busy all night working in her dad's garage to help her poor, useless janitor dad."
I swear, I was going to attack her. But the teacher probably read my mind and dragged me out of the classroom. When I got to the secretary room,
She wasn't there. I supposed she was with Dad. I looked at her computer and it was the grade sheet, and I saw Monica's name. So I changed her grades from A's to D's and F's, and also James, and left. They threw the worst tantrums after their grades were posted, but the secretary stood firm. And before long, everyone in the school knew about my power. Of course, some students tried to tell the principal, but since he liked and trusted his rude, suck-up secretary, he didn't do anything. And she didn't have an idea I was behind all of this, and I really felt like the godfather. Suddenly, boys were into me and wanted to hang out with me, and honestly, I enjoyed the attention and hung out with a couple of boys. But my eyes were only on one boy, James. I mean, the heart wants what it wants. So one day, while he and Monica were having lunch together, I went to him and said, "Hey, you gotta date me or kiss your dream college goodbye." He looked at me and pushed Monica away. "Of course, babe. Come sit next to me." Monica looked furious, but she knew her time as the school queen was over. She never faced me again. Dating James was nice at first, but soon enough, I found out he was a jerk. And I even felt sorry for Monica that she had to deal with him. He was embarrassed to be seen with me, and I was certain he was cheating on me. Once, he sent me a message by mistake that said, "Hey, babe. Want to go out tonight? That disgusting tomboy is busy in her dad's garage tonight." I cried when I read it. Next day, James came to hug me and I pushed him away. "Don't touch me, you cheater." Instead of apologizing like a decent person, he rolled his eyes at me and said, "Oh, but you knew that a long time ago and still wanted me because you're a helpless, ugly loser." Suddenly, I lost it. I had done so much for him and he was being such a pig. I slapped him hard. "Whether you slap me or not, you're still the janitor's daughter. Nothing more." Before I could reply, I heard a voice behind me. It was my dad. "Don't you dare talk to my daughter like that, you little mutt." "Dad, don't worry about him. He's a jerk." Then my dad put his arm on my shoulder and said, "I'm sorry I'm embarrassing you, Lena." "No, Dad, you're not. I'm so proud of you. Don't mind these empty-headed ignorants. They know nothing about hard work, about dignity, about being yourself without feeling embarrassed. Dad, we aren't like them. We are free." Dad looked at me with teary eyes and smiled. "Come here, sweetie. Give your old man a hug." We hugged. That night, I had the loveliest dinner with my dad and his girlfriend and felt like the luckiest girl in the world. I couldn't wait for tomorrow to become a better person and to love myself more.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.